is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
I sound particularly gentle today, particularly gravelly. It's because I'm grappling with this voice. Went out on me on the air Thursday. Man, that was frustrating. But I'm sitting here right now with my little cup of herbal tea with that crystallized ginger with the Ricola. Robbie Sagers here in the studio with me tells me that you can't say Ricola. You have to yodel it. If I could do that, I wouldn't need it. But the voice is going to hold out. I believe it's going to hold out for the rest of this program. And if I had been where a whole lot of people are this weekend, some people would say, I wouldn't need any Ricola, wouldn't need any herbal tea, wouldn't need anything, because I could simply be healed of the voice problems. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. We're talking today about faith healing, particularly what's in the news right now about what's called Fresh Fire Ministries, an international ministry taking place in Florida, led by Todd Bentley, who claims that he is a faith healer, claims that he has the power of the Holy Spirit to heal people. He travels around the country and has these crusades in which people come up, and he places hands upon them. That's when it's nice. Sometimes, as you can see on YouTube and other places where people put this up on the internet, he actually kicks people, hits people, knocks people to the ground. But people are claiming, you know, I go see Todd Bentley, I can be healed. My question for you today is not, does God still heal people? I have very firm convictions. I believe God does still heal people. And I believe that God still heals people, often miraculously. My question, though, is every few years you have these kind of traveling faith healing evangelists who catch fire and then go by the wayside. What I want to know from you is, why is it that so many people are attracted to this kind of ministry? Let me know, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And how should we as a church respond to this? I mean, you think about the thousands of people who are going to Todd Bentley meetings, to these revival meetings, to these healing services, and you look at the kind of desperation that must be there. People who are there with their children with cerebral palsy, people there who have severe leukemia, people there who have been told that they're terminally ill. What kind of desperation must be there? How should we, in our churches, address these people? Maybe they've come through our doors and out the back door on their way to a Todd Bentley revival. Is there something in what we're saying or not saying that's leading people to seek this kind of spectacular, flamboyant ministry? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Let's talk about it. Why do you think people are going to these kinds of events, and what should we as a church do to address it? 877-893-8255. But before we get to that, a few items in the news. Dr. Mohler is on vacation, an alleged vacation, because he keeps popping up out of that vacation to blog and to write a commentary and to do various other things. Today, he's all over the news, all over the national news, because he and James Dobson sat down together in Nashville, Tennessee, to talk about the presidential election this year. And James Dobson made a lot of news because this is what he had to say about Senator John McCain.
It comes down to this, and I never thought I would hear myself saying this, but it's where I am, that while I am not endorsing Senator John McCain, the possibility is there that I might. And that's all I can say at this time.
Now, you'll remember Dr. Dobson said much earlier, a year or so ago, talking about Senator McCain, that he didn't think he in good conscience could vote for Senator McCain because of Senator McCain's position on various issues, such as, for instance, embryonic stem cell research and some other issues related to Senator McCain and his relationship to evangelical Christians in this country. But Dr. Dobson says he's had a change of heart. He's not going to endorse Senator McCain at this point. And Dr. Dobson says one of the reasons why he's going to wait is because he wants to see, for instance, what Senator McCain does with his vice presidential pick. Is he going to pick a pro-abortion running mate? He says all of that's going to be taken into consideration, but he is going to say that there is a possibility there that he may endorse John McCain, and the reason he gives is because of what he sees as a serious threat from an Obama presidency, what a Barack Obama administration would mean for the unborn and for the culture. And Dr. Moeller, talking with Dr. Dobson about these issues, had his own thoughts about what really is happening with all of the discussion going on about evangelicals and the election. And I thought Dr. Moeller's point was really interesting. This is what he had to say.
I think it's very important that we help people to understand that in terms of the trajectory of these men's beliefs and their political philosophies, they're starkly different. And with you, I have to say, John McCain is far closer to where I am and where I believe most evangelical Christians are than Barack Obama. But I'm not going to be naive and say, like was said back years ago, there's not a dime's worth of difference in the candidates. Oh, there is. And we need intelligently to think these issues through.
At the same time, Dr. Moeller talked about the way in which the media often will speak about evangelicals moving away from the religious right. And what Dr. Moeller had to say was that there's some partial truth to that. And I think he's exactly right about that, that there are younger evangelicals who are saying we need to expand the conversation. There are some younger evangelicals saying that. There are also some younger evangelicals who are saying, using the language of expanding the agenda, who actually are saying, let's replace the agenda. Let's not talk about the unborn so that we can talk about the environment and poverty in Darfur. And Dr. Moeller says, you know, some of the critique that has come against the religious right is accurate. He says we need to address that critique. We need to have a broad, expansive witness in the public square, but we cannot give up on justice for the unborn. And I'm in 100% agreement. And I think most evangelicals are. And I think we will see what that looks like in the days to come. In other news related to the election and evangelicals, Rick Warren is going to have a Saddleback Civil Forum on Leadership and Compassion at his church on August the 16th. There at Saddleback Community Church in California. And appearing at this event will be John McCain and Barack Obama. Rick Warren says he's going to have both of these candidates there to speak to his people about their concerns about global compassion, about AIDS, about poverty, about these other issues. And they're going to have a one-on-one time with Rick Warren prior to opening it up before the rest of the congregation. In other news, all kinds of furor all over the country, according to the Wall Street Journal, about the closing of Starbucks. There are even some campaigns going on to save our Starbucks because people don't want the Starbucks in their particular communities to be shutting down, and so they're trying to rally people together to save the Starbucks. I don't know. I guess these people don't live in a community like this one, because it seems like there's a Starbucks every 3 minutes. I mean, if they shut one down around here, just walk down the street, there's another one. But I guess there's some places where if they shut down the Starbucks, it's a major, major ordeal. Facebook is going to be getting a facelift on Monday. I have a Facebook page now. I'm a little bit embarrassed about that. I don't mind telling you. But I've got a Facebook page right now, as does Albert Moeller. And the popular online hangout there at Facebook, as Time Magazine calls it, is going to have a redesign. It's going to have an expanded wall. It's going to allow people to have more easy access to writing on each other's walls. I didn't think it was that hard right now. But I guess it'll really be easy come Monday. You know, there's a lot of people out there right now who are hurting. There are people out there right now who have received, maybe even today, some devastating diagnoses. Some for themselves and some for their children. Some of them have very little hope of survival. And some of them have been lined up in recent days at Fresh Fire Ministries faith healing revival meetings or other things like it, where they're going and seeing an evangelist who claims that he's anointed by the Spirit to be able to speak the words of healing and that you'll be healed of leukemia, of a tumor, of whatever it is. My question for you is, why do people go to something like a Todd Bentley faith healing revival tour? Why do people go to that? And does that tell us about something that we're not doing and not saying in our churches? What is it? How should we respond to this? Somebody in your church comes up and says, hey, I'm going to Todd Bentley this weekend because I've got cancer. What do you say? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. When we come back, I'm going to talk to a man who's been to those revival meetings and a lot more like them. He's going to tell us what he thinks. 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
Lord, release this anointing right now. I command blindness to be healed. In Jesus' name, loose that miracle healing power.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. That was Todd Bentley of Fresh Fire Ministries, an international ministry. He travels all over the world and says that he brings revival fire and healing. And there are thousands of people who show up to see this. Now, he's not your typical evangelist. If you're thinking in your mind, the guy in the powder blue suit from the old Elmer Gantry movies and what have you, that's not this guy. This guy is dressed in a Harley Davidson t-shirt, has piercings and tattoos all over the place, is a rough looking character, but there are people who say they believe that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon him and that when he says you're healed, you're healed. And evidently a whole lot of people are turning out for these revival events, for these faith healing events. My question to you is, why? Why do so many people show up for events like this, especially when Todd Bentley is the latest in a train of faith healers? Faith healer after faith healer after faith healer after faith healer, a train of them. Why do people still go to this? What does it tell us about our churches? And what would you say to somebody who says, I just found out I've got a tumor. I'm going to that Todd Bentley crusade to try to get healed. What would you say? How would you pastorally and as a Christian brother or sister, how would you speak to that person? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. And I have with us on the line a special guest, Justin Peters, who is also an evangelist. He's the staff evangelist at the First Baptist Church of Vicksburg, Mississippi. And as you know, callers who are Mississippians, my home state, tend to get to the front of the line when I'm guest hosting this program. So imagine how excited I am to have a Mississippian as our guest today. Justin Peters, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Dr. Moore. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. And Justin, you have a ministry called Justin Peters Ministries at justinpeters.org, and you speak all over the place in churches and in various settings and are very familiar with faith healing. You actually have been to some of these Todd Bentley revivals. Is that right?
Yes, I have, Dr. Moore. I've been to eight or nine Benny Hinn Crusades, Kenneth Copeland, and now most recently Todd Bentley. I was there this past May for 3 days of services.
Now tell me what goes on at a Todd Bentley Crusade.
Well, when it begins, the service begins with at least 2 hours of worship. It's highly, highly emotionally charged. It goes on and on and on, very repetitive. And people are swaying back and forth and heads tilted back, and you see various even more just bizarre manifestations, people falling on the floor, twitching, laughing uncontrollably. But this extended worship, in my opinion, in my educated opinion, is designed to get people into an altered state of consciousness, really in the first stage of hypnosis, so people are much more susceptible to suggestions and easily manipulated.
Now, why would you think that people are being manipulated? I mean, obviously, we believe that God heals. Why
right.
wouldn't you say God's healing through this guy? Holy Spirit's upon him.
Well, I absolutely do believe that God still heals people today. I've seen him do it myself, and I believe that's a teaching from Scripture. But it's not always God's will for us to be healed this side of heaven. So the faith healers like Todd Bentley, they have to get people into this altered state of consciousness, because it's then and only then that miracles ever seem to happen. The reason Todd Bentley and Benny Hinn and these others don't go to hospitals and don't go to St. Jude to heal some of those folks is because they can't control the atmosphere in the hospitals. And so what's going on is that a lot of people, Dr. Moore, can make themselves feel better for a little while. When you have adrenaline coursing through your body, you're expecting something to happen, and you can make yourself feel better for a little while until the euphoria subsides, a new day dawns, and the symptoms almost always reappear.
Now, that is a good point. They never go to St. Jude, or they never go to these hospitals. I never have thought about
That
way. I've often always wondered, why don't you ever see a quadriplegic or someone like this healed? Something that would be immediately verifiable there on the platform. And why is it so often when you hear about people who, for instance, have been raised from the dead, there's never a video camera there? There's never video technology to be able to see what exactly is happening and to verify it. Now, Justin, what kind of theology is behind what's going on with Todd Bentley?
Well, the Lakeland Revival is the latest manifestation of what broke out in the mid-90s in Toronto, Canada, and the Toronto and Pensacola revivals, outpourings, and this is the latest manifestation of it. But what you have with Todd Bentley is a conglomeration of word faith theology. You have Kansas City Prophets, Latter Rain movement, and so he's kind of an eclectic blend of word faith and prophetic and signs and wonders. So it's hard to pigeonhole him per se in one neat little category, but he's been influenced by a number of different branches.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say that even some Pentecostals are concerned about what's going on. So when there's criticism of Todd Bentley or of some other particular faith healers, that's not necessarily a criticism of our Pentecostal and charismatic friends, because even Charisma Magazine has said, you know, we need to watch out for some of the things that are going on at these kinds of events, such as what's happening at the Todd Bentley Crusades.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is a difference, and I make this very clear in all my seminars, that there is a difference between clear thinking charismatics and then your more extreme examples like Benny Hinn and Todd Bentley. And you're absolutely right. There has been a great deal of criticism come Bentley's way from Pentecostal preachers and other charismatic circles. So our beef is not at all with charismatic theology per se, because there are many good, solid, clear thinking charismatics. It's this more extreme word faith theology.
Now, what is word faith, Justin, if you can sum that up for us?
Word faith is led by people such as Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, Jesse Duplantis. Essentially, Dr. Moore, they have a very distorted view of God and man. They teach that Adam was an exact duplicate of God. He wasn't a little like God. He was God. And then he sinned, which of course begs the question, if Adam was God and he sinned, was it God who sinned? But in a nutshell, they believe that when Adam fell, God lost his legal right to planet Earth, and then Satan became the legal god of this world. And when a person gets saved, he regains the deity that Adam lost, and he becomes a god, just like Adam was before the fall.
And so he can speak it, and it comes into existence, speak himself
things
well.
Into existence, guaranteed health, wealth, simply because we're gods.
Justin, we'll be right back. I want to talk to you about how personally you evaluate this as somebody who has suffered in your own life. Give me a call, 877-893-8255. What would you say to somebody who says, I'm sick, I'm desperate, I want to go to a Todd Bentley or to some other faith healer and be made well? 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get on the line, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com and email your questions and comments. Here again is your guest host, Dr. Russell Moore.
You know, I've had all kinds of interesting experiences in ministry. I think people have said to me just about anything that you could ever imagine in a church setting, and I've just about seen everything that I could ever imagine seeing in a church setting. I don't think I've ever kicked anybody in the face in a worship service. I don't think I've ever done that. But evangelist Todd Bentley has. We're going to hear about that in a few minutes. He says it's part of his healing ministry. He says it's part of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And there are thousands of people who will line up to see it and to participate in it. And faith healers just like this. And I want to know why. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. And this is the Albert Mohler Program. And we're talking today about faith healing. Thousands of people going to events such as Fresh Fire Ministries in the Lakeland area of Florida, the revival that supposedly is happening there with a faith healer named Todd Bentley and others like him who claim that one can speak the word and one will be healed. Why do people do this? Why do people continually seem to line up for these events when we've seen it so many times before? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. Why does this happen? What does that tell us about our own churches? And what should we say to people? If somebody walks up to you in your church this Sunday and says, I need to tell you, I found really bad news. My little boy has leukemia, but I'm going to take him to a Todd Bentley crusade. What would you say? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And let's talk about faith healing. I have on the line my guest, evangelist Justin Peters, Justin Peters Ministry Staff Evangelist of the First Baptist Church of Vicksburg, Mississippi, who has been to the Todd Bentley revival meetings. He's also been to Benny Hinn Crusades and Kenneth Copeland events and has spent a lot of time thinking about and talking about and speaking and writing about the issue of word faith movement and about faith healers. Justin, one thing I think that people might not know about you is that sometimes when you have people who look very critically at the word faith movement or about at some of these faith healers, sometimes people will say, well, it's very easy for you to say you're well, and yet you have cerebral palsy and have lived with that. How has that kind of motivated you to look into this issue of faith healing and of word faith theology?
Sure. Well, I was born with a moderate case of cerebral palsy, and as a teenager, I sought out faith healers in hopes mm-hmm. of being healed. I went to see Nora Lamb and R.W. Shambach. I'd been told by a neighbor of mine that God had spoken to him that I was going to be healed as long as I had enough faith. So at age 16, you know, at the time I couldn't drive, I couldn't play football, I couldn't do all these things that I thought were so important at that age. And mm-hmm. so I really latched on to it and went to see the faith healers and obviously was not healed. And therefore, quite a season, I began to doubt my faith. You know, if you begin with the premise that it's always God's will to be healed, and you're not, then the question must be asked, whose fault is it? And by definition, it can't be God's fault because he's perfect. And so guess who's left? You know, so I doubted my faith. I thought maybe I had some unconfessed sin in my life. And even for a little while, wondered if I was truly saved simply because I wasn't healed.
You know, Justin, I wonder how many people there are out there who aren't in that exact situation, who are just tortured because they believe that something must be wrong because they're still sick, that they're just not believing enough. And that hardly is the freedom that is promised to us in the gospel.
Absolutely, Dr. Moore. I mean, I cannot tell you how many hundreds of people I've talked to in the last few years and researching this movement and doing my seminars. But so many people are made to doubt their faith. And this is what I tell people, Dr. Moore. If you're saved, if you've been born again, if you have enough faith to be saved, you have certainly got enough faith to be healed, because being saved is by far the greatest miracle. If God were to heal me right now of my CP, as incredible a miracle as that would be, it would pale in comparison to what God did for me when he saved me from my sins.
Yeah, that's right. And God has healed you of your CP. He has given you resurrection from the dead. You're seated in the heavenly places in Christ. And one day that's going to be gone.
That's right.
Thanks so much, Justin Peters, staff evangelist at First Baptist Church of Vicksburg, Mississippi, in the great state of Mississippi. It's Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. I want to hear from you. What would you say to the lady who says, you know what, I just found out that I've got an incurable disease. I'm going to a faith healer. What would you say? What's causing her to be attracted to this? And how can we as a church minister to her? I mean, it's not enough to say most of these faith healers are phonies. Whether or not that's the case, what do we say to people who are really hurting? 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
And I'm thinking, God, why is not the power of God moving? He said, because you haven't kicked that woman in the face. And there's this older lady worshiping right in front of the platform. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The gift of faith came on me. He said, kick her in the face with your biker boot. I inched closer and I went like this. Bam! And just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and that was not Albert Mohler. That was an evangelist by the name of Todd Bentley, who claims that he has the gift of healing and travels all around the country where he has these huge revivals where people are lining up to be healed. He can speak it and they will be healed. Sometimes it takes a little more than speaking, though. Sometimes he has to get rough with you. I mean, when you've got an article, we were talking here in the studio a few minutes ago about this article by J. Lee Grady, who is the editor of Charisma Magazine, talking about Todd Bentley and saying, you know, there is no record of Jesus head banging or leg dropping anyone. Do we really need to say that? Seems like we do. But there's a bigger issue here. What would you say to someone who says, you know what, I'm going to go line up, wait in line so that I can be there at this Todd Bentley event, so that I could be there for this faith healing event? How would you counsel that person? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-8255. Talk. And there's a bigger issue here. You know, there are some evangelical Christians who believe that healing is something, miraculous healing is something that ceased at the time of the apostles. I'm not one of those guys. I believe that God continues to heal. God continues to heal miraculously. And I think that many times in our churches, we don't really believe that. I think that that's the reason why so often we tend to diagnose prayer requests, so that if someone raises his hand and says, I have an infected ingrown toenail, we'll pray, God heal the infected ingrown toenail. Somebody raises his hand and says, I have advanced stage pancreatic cancer, we pray, God give comfort to the family. But God can heal advanced stage pancreatic cancer, but that doesn't mean that these endless train of faith healers are doing anything genuine. I think they're signaling us to something that's wrong in our churches. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Jackson on the line, who actually is in Lakeland, Florida, right there at the nexus of this Lakeland revival led by Todd Bentley, also the hometown of Albert Mohler. And Jackson, we'd like to welcome you to the Albert Mohler Program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on. First of all, thank you for talking about this. This is something that has been really rough for me. I used to work at a Christian bookstore here, and I would get people constantly coming in who were headed for the revival or who had been to the revival. people coming from all over. You know, I remember one lady who came from Europe with her little son, who obviously he had a skin issue, and she had put basically all her money into it and all her hope into this, and it was just really hard because I found that trying to talk to them, they just looked at the experience that happened, and they didn't want to actually listen to anything that I would have to say, and so it was very difficult for me to argue it because they would just say, well, there have been people who have been healed, and you can't argue against that.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you typically do with someone who's just a hurting person who says, I'm going to go to this crusade? How do you minister to that person?
Well, I'll tell you, I do have the experience. My wife came down with pancreatitis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got me talking of the cancer of it when you were talking about
yeah.
it. But she came down with pancreatitis in February.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been tough because it's been a daily struggle with pain for her.
Yeah.
And so her friends, of course, one of her friends suggested Todd Bentley. Now, I already had heard about him and pretty much knew that was not someplace that we needed to be. But you do get to a point when you're dealing with something like that where you're like, well, what if?
Yeah.
And we both went to that place where it's like, well, what if? And, you know, we looked at the stuff online, and I couldn't believe the stuff I was seeing. I couldn't believe the way he was handling these people and that actually people were looking at this and saying, this is godly and this is Christian and this is right.
Yeah.
And I never got that. Not once looking at him did I actually say, well, maybe there's a possibility. And so it just came down to the point where, you know, we both are trusting that God will heal her and that she's going through this for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and the problem here, I think, Jackson, is not with the people who are in this state of desperation. I think the problem is often with the churches that are supporting these events and bringing people through who are doing these kinds of things. That's where the discernment has to be, whether something is genuine or not genuine. But anytime you have desperate people who are seeking healing, sometimes people get to the point where they say, I'm going to go wherever I can go just for the hope that maybe something might work. We have Brian on the line calling from Huntington, Pennsylvania. Brian, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's your thought on this issue?
Well, I deal with, I'm a hospice chaplain, and I deal with people who have terminal illnesses, and oftentimes I encourage people, you know, oftentimes we forget about Christ, and we get our eyes off Him, and we look at what we're, our material items and our health, and we think that's more important than Christ. And oftentimes I try to say to them, look, Christ is more important than anything else in your whole world, and look to Christ instead of, you know, some man who doesn't even really believe what Christ said in the Scripture.
All right. Well, thanks for that word, Brian. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. You know, I think Brian is hitting on something here that has to do with a lot of the word faith healers that are out there. A lot of times you have people who are promising an inheritance without Christ. They're bypassing Jesus. Receive this, just this little piece of the resurrection from the dead. I went to hear a faith healer one time just because a member of my church had been going to this event, and I went and sat in there and listened to the preaching. There wasn't any mention of the cross, of faith in Christ, of repentance from sin. It was come down here and get this. And what it was isn't even the best stuff. It's not even resurrection from the dead and everlasting life. It's temporary healing. That's sad. What do you think? 877-893-8255. How should we minister to people who are seeking faith healing? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about faith healing. All over the country, there is news about a supposed, alleged faith healer by the name of Todd Bentley. A lot of his stuff is really, really strange and odd. But you know, the interesting thing to me is not necessarily Todd Bentley. It's not necessarily this endless train of word faith revivalists that we have out there promising people if you're sick, if you just believe enough, you're going to be healed. What's disturbing to me is that you have people who have the Word of God that says that God has appointed us not only to believe in Him, Paul says, the church at Philippi, but also to suffer with Him. As Paul says, the church at Rome, you will be glorified with Him provided that you suffer with Him. How can we then turn to someone who is suffering, who is sick, and say, if you had enough faith, you would be healed? How can we say that? At the same time, I think a lot of people are being driven to these faith-healing revivals that travel from city to city. I think they're driven there because there's something missing in our churches that'll drive even desperate people to charlatans. I mean, do you really think that these carnival tents of faith healers would be so full if in our churches we really prayed for the sick? Now, I'm not talking about the prayer lists at the Wednesday night prayer meeting that we go over line by line by line, and Dr. So-and-so says she'll be out next Wednesday. I'm talking about what James tells us in James chapter 5, what the Holy Spirit says through James, when he says, if anyone among you is sick, let him call the elders of the church, let them anoint him with oil, and let them pray that this person would be healed. When's the last time you saw that happen? When's the last time you saw a suffering Christian call the pastors of his church and say, come and anoint me with oil, and let's pray for healing? When's the last time that you saw a congregation on their knees praying out and saying to God, God, we know that you can heal even pancreatic cancer, and we're asking you to do so, but God, we believe you, and we trust you, and we know the goodness of your heart, and we know that for this brother in Christ, for this sister in Christ, even if you don't heal the pancreatic cancer yet, you're going to raise him from the dead. You're going to raise her from the dead with a brand new glorified pancreas and a life that never ends. That's good news. If we preached that and lived that and believed that, there'd be fewer people looking for faith healers. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Moeller. We'll be back tomorrow for Intelligent Christian Conversation on the Albert Moeller Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmoeller.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmoeller.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Moeller Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.